Hey, you guys, what is up? You look at this, two podcasts in a row for the day. What is up? So, basically, just want to come on here and just basically warn you guys to be careful when you're mailing out cards. If you're mailing out cards because you've bought one or sold one, you got to be very, very careful. I think you should be either tracking your cards, especially if they're something super expensive. And you know what? I think it's actually worth it to buy the bubble mailers instead of just using just a plain old envelope. With a bubble mailer, it's a little bit harder to steal. With a regular envelope, you can just rip that open and just take the contents inside and say the mail was lost, basically. Not saying that they wouldn't be able to do the same thing with a bubble mailer, but at least a bubble mailer is a little bit more noticeable because the envelope still has to get to you. It's a little bit more easier to see that bubble mail has been tampered with than just a envelope, because there are ways out there to open up an envelope, and if people in the postal services have been doing this, you guys are garbage people if you work for the USPS or UPS or FedEx, whatever, and you open packages that are meant to be for other people. You are garbage human beings. But that being said, guys, always, if it's something super expensive, get some insurance, get all as much coverage as possible, especially if it's a super, super expensive card or something you're really, really looking forward to. If it's really worth that, you should spend the money. So guys, just be very careful when you're mailing out stuff. So guys, that's all I really wanted to say for this thing. So just go ahead, buy things online, but be very cautious. And don't automatically go blame the seller. Just kind of figure it out. See if it's the, let's start off at the postal service that you used and then go from there. So guys, that's it for right now. I'll see you next time I post something.